Every January, the Specialty Food Association holds its Winter Fancy Food Show. Exhibitors from around the country show off items that they hope will be big sellers. Well, this year it was in San Francisco, and here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, was there. She joins us now. Kathy, welcome back. What was it like?
Wow. Let me tell you something, okay? There were 15,000 exhibitors with over 80,000 food and beverage products. I spent 3 days walking these halls, tasting olive oils and vinegars and hummus. And oh my, every night I went home and it was like the Alka-Seltzer commercial. I was like, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that. But I walked a few miles walking through these halls, and my assignment was to look for a single trend. And that's kind of like finding a needle in a haystack. But food reporter that I am, I did it. What I zoomed in on was the trend of snack foods reinvented for 2016. In particular, healthy snack foods.
I don't, is that even possible?
I know, right? It's pretty interesting the way people are trying to we are a nation of snackers. We eat on the run, and we're always trying to stay healthy, or at least some people are. But we don't want to give up those snacks. So I saw potato chips and crackers and popcorns, and everything was kind of reinvented. For instance, popcorn normally is made with a lot of oil, and you kind of cook it in this oil. I found something. I'm going to grab it here. You have one in front of you, too.
Yeah.
It's called the first baked popcorn. And what I
made
liked about
this...
Made with
coconut oil, it says.
Exactly. The coconut oil is really interesting. Because it's baked, the hulls almost disintegrate, so you don't get any of that popcorn hull stuff in your teeth, fewer calories, no grease. Pretty tasty, huh?
Yeah. It's very different than, it's got more of a tang to it than a normal.
Yeah, exactly. It's 38 calories per cup, and the coconut oil's got all kinds
spicy
of good things
too,
in it.
Sweet and spicy sriracha.
Yeah, there's all kinds. I knew you'd like that one. I kept the sea salt for myself, but I really like that. Then I found chips made out of lentils. Do you see that in front of you by the Daily
Breaking
Crave?
Breaking news, lentil
Breaking
chips.
Breaking news, exactly. I really like these. These also are 100 calories per serving of an ounce. I found them incredibly satisfying, and they held up as a chip for a dip or making nachos or tacos. I kind of like these as well.
Okay, just got the bag open, so let me have one of these. Mmm.
Right?
You're telling me that's healthy.
Well, I'm telling you that these lentil chips have 100 calories per serving. They have no GMO. They're vegan. There are no preservatives.
Only 12 grams of carbs in this whole bag.
You know, if you put that side by side with your favorite brand of grocery store potato chip, not bad.
Yeah.
Then I found this really fun stuff from Tokyo called Tea Pops, Tokyo-style popcorn flavored with nori and all kinds of things. I really like this. This is made in L.A. Really fun graphics. Again, just reinventing classics like popcorn and crackers
and
that
chips. Is good, Kathy. Spicy and pungent curry. Flavored
See, I send
popcorn.
You all the spicy stuff. I know what you like at this point.
That's delicious.
then there were something called cassava pops, which are Hawaiian-style chips made from cassava root. Everybody tries to say less fat, no gluten, no GMO, no junk. I mean, these buzzwords are all over these packaged foods. Another thing I found was called Lucky Rabbit Snacks, and this was called a superfood, and I really liked the curry miso matcha. Mm. And those are three buzzwords of favorite ingredients. Curry as in curry powder, miso as in miso paste, like you have in miso soup, and then matcha, the green tea. This is a brand new company based in Oregon, and kind of interesting snacks, and they call it a superfood.
All right. Well, Kathy, I know that you also have something else that has been scaring me all day. It's right in front of me, and you have a guest there with you to talk about it, to convince me to try this. So go ahead.
Exactly. The biggest, strangest, most interesting snack that I found of the whole show were edible insects. And I know what you're thinking. I'm not eating bugs. I hear Jeremy won't eat bugs. But Jeremy, you have to trust me, okay?
Okay.
I'm holding your hand right now, okay. And I want you to try this. I have with me Monica Martinez, the founder of Don Boguito, a San Francisco-based snack company. And they make what she calls pre-Hispanic snackeria. And these are edible insects. And I have chili, lime, crickets, and pumpkin seeds in front of me. And when I first met Monica and I saw these, I thought, no, no, no. And then I took a bite and it was crunchy and flavorful. And let me introduce you to Monica so she can introduce it to you.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Jeremy.
So tell me about these crickets.
Well, these are farm edible insects. They're farmed here in California. The amazing thing about edible insects as snacks is they literally they don't have much except to be protein. They're full with amino acids and trace minerals. And we don't use any oils. You don't need to use any oils to cook them. We just oven toast them. The insects themselves, they have enough fat. And then we just put fresh lime juice and a couple dry pepper powder. And that's it. We feel very responsible that we have to create a really positive experience for people. So we work really hard to get the right texture on the food. Mm. Otherwise, if you get a negative experience, people are not going to try something that's completely new, culturally new, and I guess in the United States.
Okay, well, this is new for me, and I am going to try one of these little crickets. Here we go.
If you mix it with a pumpkin seed, you're going to have a better
experience.
Oh, get
a pumpkin seed as well. Yeah. Okay, that's a good idea.
I get like two crickets and two pumpkin seeds.
What about one cricket and one pumpkin seed? Okay, here we go.
He's already wussing out on us.
They're so tiny. You want a little bit of substance in your mouth.
You know what? It's not half bad.
There's an endorsement.
I wouldn't know that I was eating a cricket.
Exactly. You would never know.
Do you like that crunch? Yeah. Okay.
So, no, I love the crunch, Monica. Yeah. You bake them. And do you feel like this is food of the future?
Certainly I do, just because the fact that the incredible sustainable and ecological to raise as opposed to as another type of protein. So in the way that we go in with protein consumption, like farming, like industrial farming, so insects provide such a good source of protein, so it's kind of a new type of protein can be mass produced and such an like it can be produced differently, more sustainable.
I have to say that you will have to mass produce it because the deal that I heard here when I was about to try this was that all of the engineers on the other side of the glass and the producers are also going to be eating these crickets, and also you've got chocolate covered superworms here, which I'm sure they will love as well. Monica, thank you so much for coming in, and Kathy,
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing.
Do you think that these are going to be a replacement for the kinds of snacks that we eat traditionally? I mean, as people try to get healthier?
I think maybe not tomorrow, but I think over the long run, everybody seems to be paying attention to how they eat and what they eat. And yet we still don't give mealtime the proper time that it takes. So you see people eating in their cars and at their offices and at their desk. So they're going to keep snacking. I think you'll be seeing a lot of these alternative snacks become much more mainstream.
Kathy Gunst, Here and Now's resident chef. And we've also been speaking with Monica Martinez, who is the founder of Don Boguito Pre-Hispanic Snackeria, maker of fine bugs. Monica and Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Eat some bugs, eat some bugs, eat some bugs, eat some bugs down by the sea. Eat some bugs. Eat some bugs, eat some bugs, eat some bugs. Come on, come on, come and eat some bugs with me. I'm a flying fish, freaking.
I'm looking at the producers and the engineers, and they're all so excited to have these delicious crickets, which I will give them immediately. We also note that Kathy is not the only one who has been noticing how healthy snacking is becoming a trend. Marketing expert Susan Schwaley, one of the food industry's best-known trend watchers, says busy consumers are assembling meals out of snacks. They're shunning things like sandwiches and going for yogurt and energy bars with a little fruit to round things out. No word as of yet if anyone is throwing bugs into their yogurt. It's here and now.